Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
WBEN presents your home improvement tip of the week with me, Dominic Cortez. Well, we spent the last few weeks talking about your sump pump. We defined what exactly is a sump and a sump pump and how they work. We talked about submersible pumps, pedestal pumps, battery-powered backups, water-powered backups, and combination sump pumps. And if you missed any of those reports, you could find them at the Odyssey app. Now let's talk about what size pump do I need. Some pumps come in a variety of outputs. Each pump comes labeled with a reference chart explaining how much water it can displace. The chart will contain two columns: head, which refers to the vertical distance the water must travel from your sump pump to the outlet, and flow refers to the volume of water that the pump can displace in gallons per minute. These figures are inversely proportional for any given pump. The flow reduces as the head increases. That's because the pump must work harder to push the water further up, thus decreasing its efficiency. To figure out your flow rate, wait for a rainy day and run your pump until the water drops below the shutoff. Then disconnect the pump from all power sources and measure the distance the water rises in 1 minute. For an 18-inch sump, 1 inch of water will equal 1 gallon. In a 24-inch sump, 1 inch of water is equal to 2 gallons. Once you've calculated the flow rate, multiply it by 1.5 to allow a margin for severe storms. Next, measure the vertical distance from the bottom of your basement to the outlet pipe. The outlet is usually at the at or around ground level. Then, reference the chart on your pump to see if the flow rate is sufficient for the head distance. Experts recommend a power rating of a third horse for average homes. Take into account elbow joints, narrow pipes, check valves as well. These increase friction, potentially requiring a more powerful pump. Now, if you're in any doubt, contact a plumber to determine whether your sump pump is sufficient, or give a call here Saturday mornings at 10. A brand new sump pump on its own runs between $100 to $500. Of course, that depends on the size and the style. Pedestal pumps are cheaper, as I said, and combination pumps are more. So there you go, your knowledge you need for a sump pump. And again, if you missed any of this report or the last two, you'll find them on the Odyssey app, and you'll find me every Saturday morning at 10 right here on WBEN.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.